This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone toward a longer ceasefire. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam has more.
They need to be protected.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday stressed the need to protect innocent civilians in Gaza after scores of Palestinians were killed in the southern city of Rafah during an Israeli military operation that freed two hostages held by Hamas. The speech alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House comes as Biden has become increasingly vocal in his demand that Israel not undertake a ground offensive in Rafah without a plan that protects Palestinian civilians.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Israeli helicopters and fighter jets were seen engaging in combat over Gaza on Monday. Smoke rose over the Gaza Strip and gunfire could be heard in the air. Authorities say Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired missiles at a ship bound for a port in Iran, causing minor damage but no injuries to its crew. The attack on the Marshall Islands-flagged Greek-operated bulk carrier shows just how widely the Houthis now target ships. The carrier had been heading from Brazil to Iran, the main backer and armor of the Houthis in Yemen's years-long war. The Houthis said they targeted the ship with multiple missiles. The rebels have been attacking ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden since November over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The attack follows days in which no Houthi attacks on ships were reported. It's unclear what caused the pause, though the U.S. and British militaries have conducted multiple rounds of airstrikes targeting the Houthis. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated